This is Fresh Air. The singer and songwriter Mitski made one of the most acclaimed albums of 2018. It was called Be the Cowboy, and it appeared on a lot of year-end best lists. But soon after its release, Mitski announced she was done with touring and perhaps making music. Fortunately for her fans, she decided over the course of a pandemic lockdown that she wanted to make another album. This new one, her sixth, is called Laurel Hell, and it debuted at number one on Billboard's album sales chart. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's more varied than anything Mitski has yet created.
We fought again. I ran out the apartment. You say you love me. I believe you do. But I walk down and up and down and up and down this street. 'Cause you just don't like me.
That's Mitski, running out of her apartment after a spat, deciding that the person she's with may love her, but doesn't really like her anymore. The difference between loving and liking is, of course, a crucial distinction constantly being monitored in any relationship. On her new album, Laurel Hell, Mitski observes and analyzes distinctions with a fine degree of subtlety. Which is not to say that she's always so contemplative. On The Only Heartbreaker, she becomes a disco queen, crooning in a cross between ABBA and Donna Summer. The lyrics of The Only Heartbreaker state specifically a narrative strategy she pursues in a number of songs here. I'll be the bad guy in the play, she says. At a time when so much pop culture is suggesting that images of women ought to be positive ones, Mitski says, wait a minute, there are times in my life when I wasn't the good guy. I screwed up. I made mistakes and hurt people. This insistence upon emotional complexity adds a crucial unpredictability to many of her best new songs. The surging energy of that song, Love Me More, and I love this line in it. When I'm done singing this song, I'll have to find something else to do to keep me here. Mitski dramatically expanded her fan base singing in a low, haunted voice throughout much of her previous album, Be the Cowboy. Another key aspect of Laurel Hell is that her tone varies so much more.
Well, I went through my list of friends and found just like me, and it broke my heart, the lengths you went to hold.
From song to song, I hear the echoes of women who preceded her. The smile, though my heart is breaking, croon of Diana Ross. The full-throated accusations of Dusty Springfield. The soaring bliss of Anne Murray. Then I hear Mitski herself, claiming new ground like the mountain laurel of the album title, spreading herself across more and more kinds of pop music with each new song.